Annie Marshall is the first elected female mayor of the city of Avalon on Catalina Island.
Yes, I'm the first elected mayor.
And she won again her second term in 2017.
That one I did. Fortunately, it was about 76% of the vote.
But when Annie moved to Avalon with her husband and daughter in 1984, she didn't know anyone. And back then, she certainly didn't expect to run for office. Today, Annie is walking along Front Street, or as she calls it, the water's edge. It's her way to check the pulse of her community.
So,
what's up, bro?
Oh, just the sun shining.
I know.
We're not going to let the sunshine ruin our cloudy day, right?
No. You're so funny. Everything good?
Yeah, we're almost good in the hood.
Yeah, good in the hood. Yeah. That's
right. I wanted to know where her story started.
I grew up in the San Joaquin Valley. It's pretty much in the middle of the state of California, a large agricultural community. And the town in which I lived, called Corcoran, was about 4,000 people, which is pretty much comparable to the size of Avalon. There's a magazine we get, and I was looking through there for potential jobs, and Avalon Catalina Island came up, and my husband and I said, this sounds like a good opportunity, let's give it a try.
The island was beautiful. It all seemed like a dream.
We're surrounded by beautiful, clear waters. There's fishing. It's just a whole different world.
Catalina is a very welcoming place for the thousands of visiting tourists. However, Annie says it's much harder to be part of the community when you move to the island.
When you come to the island, and I knew no one here, either did my husband. So when you're fresh off the boat and you're getting a new position, the community really wants to know who you are, and you really got to prove yourself.
So Annie started to work hard at her new job for the city. She was the community service director.
It was very much creating programs from a preschool to senior citizens programs to senior meals to programs for the disadvantaged.
Life was looking up. She and her husband were settling in. They made a few friends, but then...
About 18 months after we were here, he got diagnosed with cancer. And then I also got pregnant. He got diagnosed with cancer and I got diagnosed with pregnant.
What happened next surprised her. The town rallied around her, someone who was still considered fresh off the boat.
It was amazing how, even though we had been here for such a short time, the community was really supportive. And I think that's when all the barriers were put down and people became very friendly and helpful. It's a very good community that way.
Her husband never recovered. He passed away. All the while, the community stood by her. And in the process, she became an islander. Time passed. A few years later, she remarried. And the expression, it takes a village, has never been so true.
No better than here. Because your village is so close to you. I mean, when my children were little, my son's name is Rex, and Rex goes, I'm going down to the beach. And then if you can't find him, you call somebody and they go, oh yeah, it's my son, or he's here. So they're easy to find.
Eventually, her friends asked her to run for office. She flatly refused.
I was encouraged by the community to run, even though when they'd asked me before, I said no, because I really like people. And I don't want them to hate me.
But because Annie already had some experience in politics as a city council member in Corcoran, she paid more attention to what was going on in Avalon.
And we would see some things that didn't seem right or things that needed to be changed. My skin got a little thicker, and with the encouragement of the community, I decided to run.
The town supported her again, and that's when she won by a landslide.
And that was an interesting election, of course, because 3 seats were overturned. I think the community was speaking loudly that it was time for a change.
She became the first elected female mayor of Avalon. I asked her if being a woman mayor was a challenge.
No, not at all. 20 years ago, when I worked for the city, yes, because I was the only female department head way back then. So if I brought up an idea that should typically have come from a man, it was discounted. But times have changed, fortunately.
Most of the challenges the city faces are the same for everyone.
When we're talking about the lack of water in the city of Avalon, it affects everybody equally. If we're talking about noise of golf carts, it affects everybody equally. If we're talking about a clean bay, it affects everybody equally.
One of the biggest issues Annie had to face was the extreme drought. With the help of her fellow council members, staff, and the local Chamber of Commerce, she managed to preserve a flourishing economy.
We reduced water consumption by 40%. Visitor population gained by 26%.
Annie's term ends in 2 years. Her to-do list is long, but she's working diligently to give back to the community that gave her so much.
Nice to see you.
Yeah, same here.
For KISL and the Transom Traveling Workshop, I'm Karim Sally.